You're more annoying than a creative voicemail message.
Joe is on a vacation far away. You called him up to talk it over. So many things that you want to say. Leave your message when the beep is over. I don't want to miss your call tonight.
I can't remember who I called.
Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico, you're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time.
On Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
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 I am playing games.
Cactus.
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 Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
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 Cactus, this cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus.
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 It's going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 Calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 Cactus. You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Hello, everyone. This is Roy, and you're listening to The Snowplow Show. Today's show is sponsored by Casey Smith. Thank you, Casey, for being a Patreon contributor, sponsoring shows, supporting the PLA. You're the best, and I love you more than any other sponsor ever. So today, I haven't really planned anything out. I don't really know what I'm going to be doing on today's show, but...
Brad,
wow.
Hey, wow. I'm wondering, I know you mentioned on the show the other day about your 100-some requests that you have for prank requests. My question is, a lot of shows you start out, you're like, I don't really know what I'm going to do for the show today. I don't really have any ideas.
What?
You say that all the time.
I never do that.
Why don't you just do a show?
It's crazy.
You know, you come in, you're like, I have no idea what to do today. Just do the prank request. I know there's probably a lot of them that are crazy, you know, Gloria on there talking about killing someone's dog or something. But, you know, just do them, man. There might be some really good ones. I remember in the past a lot of really good ones that came out of just doing the prank request. So, anyways, love the show. Talk to you soon.
I know. I do say that a lot, and you're not the first person to complain about that. Actually, when I say I don't have anything planned, usually what I'm actually saying, I'm misspeaking, basically, is what I'm saying is I haven't pre-recorded any segments yet. Because a lot of times when I play the pranks in the middle of the show, those have actually been done before the intro and before the other things. Sometimes, not all the time. Sometimes I just do it all in order that you hear it on the show. But if I don't have anything recorded already and I haven't collected any numbers myself for like a certain group of people or businesses that I want to prank, then I feel like I'm unprepared. And that's why I say that. I'll cut it out, though, just for you. And I am trying to catch up on all of the prank requests. Sometimes I go all the way back to the beginning of the prank request. I think I'm up to mid-November now, and I just kind of pick through them and try to make them work. And then others, I pick the latest ones, the ones that just came in. But I'm working on reorganizing my prank request email folders and everything to make it easier, and so I can get to the really good request quicker. A lot of the requests, they are just a name and a phone number, and really no instructions for me. It'll just be like, this is my sister. And I don't know what to do with that, so I'm gonna start putting stuff like that in its own folder. And when I wanna just try out some random weird thing that I wanna do, I'll go to that folder and start calling the people on the list. You know, like the one thing I was doing when I was saying, hey, this is the NSA, DEA or whatever, just wanted to let you know that the phone taps are all set up on your line and ready to go. Stuff like that. That would be a good use for those types of requests. I do currently have about 150 requests to do, and that's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to do requests. I have a few picked out that I'm going to give a try. I do have an update from the last show from Brown Magic. Remember, he submitted three numbers to me from some kind of a contest box for Snap Fitness, where people were trying to win 1 month of service, and I called up all three people. And one of the people, he knows, he submitted her number before, but here's what he says. He says, I didn't know this when I sent them, but apparently two of the people you called work with my fiance, and they were very pissed off and Facebook messaged Snap Fitness on Facebook to complain. The manager called them back and said it was probably a franchise owner and they should report it to corporate. Maybe corporate should call Snap Fitness and follow up. He says they've been brainstorming, trying to figure out who they know in common who would do this to them. And he says he doesn't know either of them. So those are the two people that weren't his sister-in-law, the one who I was going to paint a mural under her van. And he sent me four screenshots. But the one Megan, with the really weird last name, she posted on, it looks like, I don't know if this is on Snap Fitness's page or if this is on her own personal Facebook, but it says, has anyone had any calls from Snap Fitness saying that you want a free month of membership but need to pay a $68 fee for a book? I told the guy I wasn't interested. He told me I would be charged a $25 bitch fee. What? No, it wasn't. It was a stupid bitch fee. Megan, geez. She says, he called me four times and also called my coworker and said the same thing to her. I don't know how this person would have gotten my phone number or hers. And somebody in the comments says it's a scam. Of course, people always think my calls are scams. Megan says, no, it's a legit number. It's actually from the Snap Fitness in my town. I looked on their website. Some guy replies, first of all, who the hell pays $68 for a damn book? Come on, it's a good book. It's Losing Weight the Frank Patterson Way. That's the cost of a textbook, and we're talking Snap Fitness here, where the intellectual peak would probably be a 32-page manual on how to grease your biceps. And he says it's a scam. Call his dumbass back, get his name, verify that he works at Snap by calling and talking to a manager. Someone says, also, you might consider burning their establishment to the ground. Megan says, he didn't even tell me his name. I told him I was going to report him, and he laughed at me and called me a dumb bitch. I was speechless, LOL. Was she speechless? I don't remember. I bet you she wasn't. And I didn't say dumb bitch, I said stupid bitch. There's a huge difference. And I guess that's about it for the comments on that one. Also, Brown Magic, he has 29% left on his battery, and he has Bluetooth enabled. You know, you can save a lot of battery by just disabling Bluetooth, Brown Magic. Oh, and then I have one last email. He says, hey, I just listened to the show. Those Snap Fitness calls were great. I swear to God, I didn't know that was the same Mary as the Carding call, but her reaction was priceless. Yeah, right. You will not in a billion years convince me that you didn't, like, you snapped pictures of him. You didn't see Mary's name on there. Come on. You don't have to lie to me, Brown Magic. I'm not angry. I'm not really going to deny all of your future requests. That's nice to have that kind of an update, though. So thank you for that, Brown Magic. So I threw Brown Magic's emails into a directory of mine in Gmail that's labeled emails to read on the air, and I'm just as far behind on those as I am on prank requests. Here's one from last October, back when we were doing the street view. We were trying to block out houses, you know, blur them out, and I was telling everyone, blur out all the houses in your neighborhood and see if it works. And Kyler wrote me back in October, and he has the Eiffel Tower highlighted on the inappropriate street view reporting page. And in the comments, he says, my house is the large, dark, metallic structure being supported by a series of skyward pointing beams. And I'm just going to assume that that worked. And if you try to look at the Eiffel Tower on Google Street View, it's all blurred out now, thanks to Kyler. So good job, Kyler, for making that happen. Here's an email from OctoWin. He links me to an article where a hospital patient is asking for the public's help on identifying who he is. He's like an elderly man. Nobody knows who he is. And OctoWin wants me to call him up and tell him I know him. And when else would I have the chance to tell people that their name is Roy Gerbel? So that's hilarious, but no, I'm not going to do that. I don't know why I saved that. Was I really considering that? What's wrong with me? What's wrong with you, OctoWin? All right, that's enough emails, though. Let's get on with the show. I'll try and get to these emails later on future shows. There's only about 10 of them left, but I'll get to those one of these years. Not Dan has submitted a list of interesting numbers here. He writes, hey, Brad, how you doing? I'm doing good. I've been dragged to a fabric store while my BF looks for stuff, and instead of hanging myself with this spool of flower pattern yarn, I decided to look around for some numbers for you. I wandered into the back where they have a classroom, and wouldn't you know it, there was a fresh printout of phone numbers marked urgent for Brad Carter. So here you go. And he sends me a list. It's a class roster for quilting level 2, Pennant Love. 5 people have been enrolled, and we have a list of 5 names and phone numbers. And the only other information really is whether or not they requested a sewing machine. I guess some people actually bring their own sewing machines to these classes. Not Dan says, I don't have any ideas except maybe call them and ask them to bring increasingly bizarre supplies, such as scissors, paper, pencils, knives, seashells, small animal skeletons, toenails, rat hair, spider eggs. Perhaps the next class will actually be making voodoo dolls. Oh, and then he says, maybe I should tell them to return the goddamn sewing machine they stole, and we won't ban them from the store. So I'll give that a try first. Here it goes.
Hello?
Hello, Jean?
Hello? Jeannie, yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. This is David from Joanne Fabrics.
And, yep.
You took a class here recently, and you forgot to bring a sewing machine.
I did?
Yeah, I mean, you're supposed to bring a sewing machine and leave it.
I usually bring my sewing machine and bring it home every time.
Oh, no, you're supposed to leave that here, because that's how we help pay for the classes. We were going to sell your sewing machine in the store.
You're going to sell my sewing machine?
Yeah, well, eventually. I mean, at first, we just want to leave it in the classroom and let other people use it throughout the week for other classes.
I usually bring my own sewing machine. I think you might have the wrong person.
No, you have the weird name that I can't pronounce, Katamea, whatever, some foreign thing.
Yeah, it's a very weird name.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, yeah, you're supposed to, can you bring your...
I don't borrow the store's machine. I always bring my own, my personal machine.
Yeah, but can't you just leave it here so other people can use it? I mean, why do you have to be so greedy?
Is this a joke?
No. I don't understand why you just keep taking it back home with you. Like, most people just leave them.
Who is this?
My name is Roy. I'm the manager here at Joanne Fabric. And I just, like, you know, if you could just leave, you don't use it all week, do you? You could just leave it here and let other people use it.
Joanne Fabric's on...
Yeah, that's the one. You took a class here on April 6th, I think it was. The quilting
class.
Yeah, quilting level 2.
Yes, I have 4 sessions that I go to.
Okay. Yeah, if you bring your... You're not allowed to leave with your sewing machine anymore. It's a new policy. You'd have to leave it behind for other people to use.
My personal sewing machine?
Yeah. Because it's kind of greedy for you not to let other people use it. Because it's not like you're using...
This is my own machine. Why should I let other people borrow my machine?
To be nice. That this is how society works. You have to be nice and help each other.
Who is this? I think you have the wrong person.
I've said your name several times. You confirmed that this was the right class that I'm talking about. Quilting level 2.
Yes.
Why can't I hear you now? Did you put me on speaker?
Yes.
Why?
Your name is Roy?
I can barely hear you. Can you speak up?
Your name is Roy?
Yes.
Are you there now?
Yeah, I'm at the store right now. I just don't see why you have to be so greedy with your sewing machine. Like, because you're not using it constantly or anything. Don't you have an extra for home?
No, I don't.
Well, maybe
I only
you could,
have one sewing machine.
Maybe you could buy one.
You know, I really don't understand this conversation. Is this a joke?
I've already told you, it's not a joke.
Okay, well, why don't I bring my sewing machine right now?
Okay, and
I'll be right there.
You're going to leave it with us?
Well, I'll bring it, and then we'll have a conversation.
Okay. Well, can you leave the attitude at home? Because I don't have to deal with this bullshit from you. I mean, you're barely a real customer. You don't even bring your own machine and leave it.
Okay. All right.
So bring the machine and leave the attitude. It's my suggestion.
All right. All right. Thanks for your suggestion.
When are you going to be here? Because I have lunch soon.
Well, I probably won't be there till about 2:00.
Oh, this is just like you.
Okay.
You have no respect for other people and their schedules and their lunches.
Right. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
All right.
If you're there at 2:00, you're there at 2:00.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Well, yeah, I'll let them know that the lady with the weird name is going to be showing up.
Okay.
The greedy lady with the weird name who doesn't like to help other people.
Okay. Yes.
Probably never volunteered in her life.
You're right.
She's all about me, me, me. All right, next on the list is Anne.
Hello?
Hello, Anne?
Okay.
Hi, is this Anne?
Who is this?
This is Roy from Joanne Fabric. Is this Anne?
Okay. They registered me under my middle name for the class, but sure. My name is Stacy, but yes.
Oh, okay. So it's a fake name. This is just like you. This is what I was calling about, actually. We did some Google research on you, and because of your reputation and people you're affiliated with, I think it's best that you stay away from our store and not take any more of our quilting classes.
What are you talking about?
Because we know all about you. We've Googled everything. We know who you are and what you do, and we just need you to stay away from our store. Because we can't.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
We can't have people like you in our classes.
Can you tell me what you're referring to?
No, I'm too disgusted to repeat what I've read about you on the internet.
Can I Google myself right now? Because I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, you don't have to lie or convince me. You're not in any trouble. Just, you know, if someone like you...
No, I've paid a lot of money for your class, and I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, well, no amount of money makes up for your crimes. And other things. And
my crime?
Your racism and...
What are you talking about?
We would just prefer, you know, maybe you find somewhere else to go.
I need you to give me a little bit more of information here.
And I'm so sorry to have to be the one to tell you this. I mean, I think it'd just be common sense, but, you know, we can't have you, someone like you, around all these other innocent people.
Innocent people? What have I done?
Come on, this is really easy. Just please don't come back to our classes. You're gross. You're a gross person.
I really have no clue what you're doing. Like, am I getting punked right now?
No, it's nothing like that.
It's nothing like that. And also, but you're calling me out of the blue.
Yeah.
So I need you to give me a little bit more information.
This other lady from the class, she told us all about you.
What lady? And what did she tell you?
Carmen. But it doesn't matter what she told us. We did a full background investigation with Google. And everything
with Google. I just Googled right now, and there's not a thing.
Well, you're just not
here.
You're not very good at Googling, but you know everything.
I don't know who Carmen.
Well, everything she said about you checks out.
Can you tell me what she said so I can know what you checked out? Because Google is giving me shit.
Oh, don't curse at me. And also, we know that you stole a sewing machine. You took a sewing machine without permission. No, we have it on security cameras. There's cameras all over our store.
Can you show me the footage? Because that didn't happen.
Well, not over the phone, stupid. And you're not allowed in here, so it's fine.
You called me stupid.
If you really need a sewing machine that bad, it's fine. Whatever, keep it. But
so what's your name again?
We can't have you coming in here and stealing our stuff and being racist. This is Roy.
Roy from Joanne's Fabric. So when I call the store back, yep. I'll get to find out that Roy is...
The manager.
The manager.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And you get to say I can't go to a quilting class because...
Your crimes.
You're going off what Carmen said.
Yeah, well, it wasn't just Carmen. It was Patricia, too. They're like,
really?
Oh my God, do you know who that lady is?
Really? All right. Is there a way that I could talk to somebody else? Because what you're saying doesn't make any sense.
What, you want me to just put some random cashier on the phone? That's pretty stupid.
Sure.
No. Why would I do that? They're busy. They're busy with real customers.
Because I want to know why you're calling me.
You know why. I shouldn't have to explain it. It's too gross.
No, I don't actually.
Gross.
So
you're gross, Anne.
Prank call,
Stacy,
whatever. Someone winning something cool, gung-ho, but...
What was that?
I said, so if it's a prank call and someone's going to win something off this shit, great, but what you're saying
don't curse
makes
at me.
No sense at all.
This is a Christian organization, a Christian store, and you're sitting there cursing
Joanne's
at me. This
Christian
is exactly
store?
the reason that you can't come in. One of the reasons. One of the many reasons.
One of the many reasons. All right, so let me go ahead and make a list here, and you can tell me all of the reasons why I can't come into your store.
Okay.
Let's get
I really don't
a
have time
new
for this,
document
though.
Here. And this is Roy from Joanne's. And so go ahead and give me your first reason of why I can't go in there.
Reason number one, you're gross.
No, I'm gross.
Oh, can you shut that kid the fuck up? Think
about that one?
Please shut that kid the fuck nice. Up. Adults are trying to talk
oh,
here.
Oh, you're the Christian store that's swearing at me now.
That's not a swear. The F word is not a swear. It's not even in the Bible.
Oh,
It's not in the Bible, so it's not a swear. You make so much sense. Okay.
I didn't steal the sewing machine, so
I do have
your phone number, though, so I can call the police and tell them that you're harassing me.
This isn't harassment. Can you tell that kid to shut the fuck up, please?
It sure sounds like harassment.
How is it harassment? It's just a phone call.
So can, but you're swearing at me, telling me I can't do it. You're accusing
you
me of things.
You swore at me
so,
twice now.
So you can tell me the actual purpose of your call, or I'm going to call the police right now.
Okay, the real reason is that you just kind of smell and you gross everyone out.
Wow. Okay, so I'll call the police and have them trace your number.
I think your kid is crying because you smell so bad. Like, try this. Step away, like, 5 feet and see if she stops.
Do you really have nothing better to do with your day?
I'm just doing my job here. I'm the manager. I have to do stuff like this.
You're the manager.
It's part of my responsibilities.
So I'm going to call Joanne right now.
Okay.
And,
really? I thought you said you were going to call the police right now. So which one is it? Oh, now she's gone. Okay, two people now. I've failed to make either of them really react hilariously. And I blame not Dan for this. It's all his fault. Next is a name that there's no way I'm going to be able to pronounce. It's even worse than the first one.
Hello?
Hello, is this Bishnok?
Yes, it's me.
Hello, this is Roy from Joanne Fabric. You were here for our quilting class?
Yes.
And are you going to be here for our next quilting class? Level 3?
I don't know yet, and why are you asking?
Well, don't be rude. I have some questions. But I need to know if you're going to be there for the next class.
I want to know why you're asking me first.
Because I have to tell you some extra things to bring with you.
Which one?
What?
You say you need to tell me something, and what's wrong?
Nothing's wrong. I need to tell you extra things to bring with you. In addition to your, since you're not bringing a sewing machine, you have to bring some other things with you.
What do you mean? I didn't sign up for the level 3 yet.
I know, but like for the next class, for level 2?
I'm still in the lab in level 2 right now.
I know. Are you going to come to the next class?
What do you mean the next lab, the level 3?
Well, you know, there's other level 2s. Like, when's the next time?
You mean the next month, right? You mean for the next month?
Yeah, next month.
No, I'm not decided yet.
Well, can I tell you the things you need to bring if you decide to come?
Yeah, you say to bring the sewing. But why does Joanne not provide anymore?
No, you don't have to bring a sewing machine. We'll provide that. But we need you to bring we need you to bring scissors and paper.
Yeah.
And
we know we bring every time we bring you. But you the working in there, are you the teacher in the future?
But no, I have additional things. You have to bring some seashells with you.
Huh?
Seashells. You know, from the beach?
I don't know. What is it?
You know, you go to the beach, and in the sand, you find seashells?
No, I don't have the seashells.
Oh, you need to go to the beach?
But I not met the season to come for next class yet. I didn't sign up yet.
I know, but I'm just telling you, if you do sign up, you have to bring these extra things.
Because when I sign up, the Joanne will provide me the labor, and what can I need to bring?
You need to bring some small animal skeletons. Do you have any dead animals around your house?
Sorry, right now I on the time to work in. I don't have the time to talk in for so long. I work in now. And if
you're not
future,
working,
I
don't,
the glass. Yeah.
Don't lie.
What?
Don't lie to me. I know you're
shut
not working.
Shut up, man.
What?
Why you know I'm not? Why you say you? Why you know I'm not working?
Because you don't. You probably don't.
You
even
have to be nice, and you don't know who are you. I don't know. No, you asshole.
You probably never
don't
work.
Call my phone number.
You probably don't work at all. Well, at least she got mad, but even though it was kind of for no reason at all. Let me call her back, maybe try and finish up this list. So we now know it's a monthly class.
Please leave your message for...
Breaking up, Ryan.
Whoa. What did she say?
Please leave your message for...
Breaking up, Ryan.
That definitely wasn't her name. I don't think. I don't know. She sounded very creepy in that voicemail, though. So I've called all 5 numbers now. I cut out the 2 that didn't answer. Let's try those 2 again and see if they pick up.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Nope. And one more try on this one.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Well, balls. No answer with either of those last two numbers. So I will save this list and give it another try, maybe this evening or something. Thank you, Not Dan, for snapping a picture of this list. Those were kind of fun. Hopefully the last two will also be fun if they ever answer. But thanks.
Hi, Brad. It's Renee, Angel Nay from the IRC.
Hi.
We just did our yearly privacy courses at AT&T this year, and your social engineering video is still up.
That's so awesome.
Whatever they find is social engineering about that clip, they kept it up anyway. So just letting you know, it's still up. And if the listeners haven't heard it yet, repost the link to your video. Bye.
Bye. That's awesome that it still exists. For most of you who probably don't know what Renee is talking about, she works for AT&T, and AT&T has training programs where they teach you to be on the lookout for people social engineering information. And they have one of my calls in their training program, not a call that I've posted anywhere. It's a call where I called into AT&T and social engineered a lady out of some customer's information. They recorded my voice without my permission and are using it in their training program, and goddammit, I should be getting paid for that. But whatever, I don't care, and I don't know where the video is to link to it. Oh, actually I do. I just looked it up. It's on my personal YouTube channel, and I'm sticking it in the show notes right now if anyone wants to hear me help AT&T to train employees not to fall for my tricks.
Hi, Roy. This is Kevin again. My uncle called me. He works at the NSA. He said that Matt Hillock was cross-dressing, and he tried to drive his car into the gate, so that he had to discharge his weapon all over Matt Hillock. So I was hoping you could call my uncle up and try and call him as Matt Hillock's like brother or something, and say, "Hey, why did you discharge your weapon all over Matt Hillock? He was just trying to drive." All right, Roy. I'm gonna go now because goodbye.
All right, bye. I'll get right on that prank request. Holy crap, I have 47 voicemails. I guess it's because I only did one show last week, so it's my own fault. They're all piling up here.
I have important news for the Snowpile Show listeners. The PLA is not really a Phone Loser of America, it's the People's Liberation Army.
Oh, shit.
I had this realization in Chinese class. And
Chinese class.
Whenever Roy says he's done anything for the Chinese government, he's actually making Chinese propaganda, so nobody listens to the Snowpile Show anymore because it's so time to brainwash.
Yeah, we can't hear you. Next time you spout off your crazy conspiracy theories, talk into the microphone. God damn it. Fucking listeners ratting me out. As always.
Hey, Brad, it's Topher.
Hey, Topher.
I think it would be a great idea to maybe call people that are, like, ordering pizzas and, like, do you like your magic? And get their numbers and say, call them up and say there's currently a pizza being delivered to your house. Then that might be all right.
What?
Maybe what? Call somebody up from like the Bank of America.
Wouldn't that just be me helping them? Let them know the pizza's on the way.
Like pretend you're the Bank of America and say there are currently no transactions going on your Visa card right now.
Oh, I get it now.
And okay. Also, maybe call people in California because they have a lot of earthquakes and stuff, and call them and say there are currently no earthquakes going on.
I get it. The old, you're not receiving any phone calls currently prank. Yeah, I should do that. I should call people in California. Tell them everything's fine. No earthquakes currently happening. There could be one happening, you know, 2 minutes from now, but right now everything's fine. Nothing to worry about.
Hey, Arby. This is Leif Erickson. I just wanted to say thank you for doing all the Adopt a Median calls.
And oh, yeah.
That was you. Thanks to the hyena for finding more Adopt a Median phone numbers to call, because that was awesome.
You're welcome. That was the best idea ever. Adopt a Median. I'm definitely returning to those someday. Got to do more of those.
If you could bring back the news music that you play.
Breaking news, everyone.
Exciting happens. That would be awesome because I miss it so much. Thanks again, Arby. Bye.
Breaking news, everyone. This just in. Leif Erickson's a girl. Holy fucking shit. I can't believe it. Yeah, I actually miss the breaking news music as well. I haven't really used it much on the phone. I mean, on the snowplow show. That was always more of a phone show type of thing. I still have it here on my soundboard. I just don't use it much anymore. I don't know why. I guess I should, though, because it's awesome music that I stole from NBC. Sure to get all of my YouTube videos flagged for using copyrighted material. Who's the last voicemail going
to
be from?
Okay, Brad, so this is of one course. Of those voicemails where I have some really important fucking things to say. First
yeah,
of all,
right.
I subscribed to you on Patreon. I know I've been lacking on that, but finally got settled into my new house and decided, you know what, I'll throw you some money every month.
Aww,
so,
thanks, Gloria.
I'm wondering when I'm going to be the sponsor of the next show. Wink, wink, hint, hint, not judge. Second of all, I am in Portland, Maine right now. Not Portland, Oregon. I'm not that close to you, but I'm
God.
In Portland, Maine, and I'm actually meeting the Impractical Jokers. They have that TV show on True TV.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell them about PLA, because, you know, pranksters that do stuff in public and prank callers on podcasts tend to go together well.
Prank callers are the cowards of pranking people,
because
it's not in public.
Tell about PLA. Third of all, I have a really good idea for anybody that wants to try this, I don't know, in public, because I don't think Brad likes doing things in public, or anybody that hears this, I saw this hilarious as...
Hey, I've done plenty of pranks in public, goddammit, Gloria.
Hell video.
Sorry, I interrupted you, let me go back.
I saw this hilarious as hell video, where some guy feeds laxatives to, like, the seagulls on the beach.
I've seen this.
Oh, Lord. He feeds the seagulls, like, laxatives, and it's like the Aryan Nation attack. I mean, they're shitting on people.
So,
not, like, drops, but, like, massive, like, dumps on people, like, everywhere. So if anybody wants to do that, that'd be hilarious, and, yeah.
No.
You could trick somebody. You could trick somebody, Brad. Have them say, you know what, to win $1 million, you gotta feed the pigeons laxatives. We'll do it.
Seagulls.
I mean, they'll do it.
Not pigeons.
Okay. Bye.
Yeah, that is a hilarious video. It seems kind of mean to the seagulls. I mean, I guess it's no big deal. It's just laxatives. At least it's not Alka-Seltzers, but holy crap, it's hilarious. They just film everyone on the beach getting shit all over by seagulls. Buckets and buckets of shit coming down on people. It was amazing. I think this is a good place to end the voicemails because I actually have a phone call that I'm going to play, which was done by Gloria, and she emailed it to me. And it's another one of her horrible, horrible things. Well, no, this one's not too horrible, going by the normal Gloria scale of horribleness. But here's her call to a Starbucks. I'm going to start this kind of in the middle and chop it up a little bit so it's not so long. But this one is a lot of fun to listen to, just for the very end part of it. So here it is, a new prank call by Gloria.
But what we want to do is we want to videotape you for our contest, which we're doing, and we're going to be putting it on YouTube on our channel. All you have to do is we're going to give you a 30-second shopping spree, which means whatever you'd like will be completely yours. All you have to do is put it in an area and then go run and get some more and put it back. And we'll probably do this once or twice for video purposes.
Okay, how are you going to record this?
Well, we actually already have cameras up. We have security cameras, stuff like that. So people of the staff already know what's going on. They know everything. You're just our selected person because they chose you. So are you ready?
So you're telling me anything I put in the corner I'll get for free?
Yes, anything you want, but you just cannot go behind the counter.
Oh, I cannot hide behind the counter, so I have to do it in front of everybody?
I'm sorry, what?
So I have to do it in front of all the guests?
Yes, you do. Some of them are actors, so they know what's going to go on.
Really?
Yes. You're not... Okay, so are you ready?
I'm ready, because I'm an actor too. Okay.
And make sure to start yelling like, how many items you get, like 1, 2, 3, 4, and just make sure you count out loud.
Oh my God.
Are you ready? You're going to be our new YouTube star.
Oh my gosh, I'm scared. I'm like, what if you're not from corporate?
I am from corporate. That's why they gave you the phone, and that's why you... So, are you ready to start?
Oh my gosh, okay, before I do this, can one of the workers reassure me, just so I know that this isn't like fake?
Oh no, I'm in the security office right now.
Hi, this is Brian with Escalations. I'd like to confirm that this is, in fact, valid.
What?
I'm here in the back office. Everything's okay. I'm listening to this conversation.
Okay, so are you ready?
Yes.
3, 2, 1, go, 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 go!
1, 2, 3! Four, five, six.
dying.
Congratulations, Gloria, for making some of the most awesome crashing sounds ever happen on a prank call. I kind of want to know what those were. I mean, what was he grabbing? What's in a Starbucks? I don't really visit Starbucks too often. You got to do some follow-up calls, though. You should have called the Starbucks back and had them arrest him or something. No, sorry. I'm not complaining. That was an amazing call filled with amazing crashing sounds. So thanks for sending that in, Gloria.
Get yourself ready for a trip through McDonald's Land. Take along a friend and grab a hold of Ronald's hand. Follow Ronald McDonald through the land of apple pie trees. And don't be surprised if you meet Big Mac and Big Cheese. Volcanoes, you'll even find a French fry thatch. Now just turn around and see if you won't find a hamburger patch as you're heading for a McDonald's in McDonald Land.
Here's a list of numbers from Gary. He says, St. Martin is a hotel or vacation resort. They were having a presentation, and they had these sheets of paper that said prize entry form on the top. People would fill out their info and drop it in the bowl. I'm not sure what the prize is. Maybe a free vacation. This was in a gay neighborhood, and most of the people signing up were gay. I managed to get 5 numbers that signed up. And it's true. There are 5 numbers here.
Hello?
Hello, Vincent?
Yeah, that's me.
Hey, this is Roy from the St. Martin, the hotel.
Yeah?
And you entered a contest to win the prize.
Uh-huh.
And I just needed to let you know, we don't know if you've won yet, so don't get excited or anything. But I just need to let everyone know that we're selling your phone number and your name to the Chinese government.
Oh, all right. I understand.
Yep. So we're going to be sending them your information to the Chinese government for them just to have, you know?
Yes. All right. Thank you for letting me know.
You're welcome. You can drop the attitude, you know? I'm just letting you know. I'm just trying to do my job here.
All right. I understand.
All right.
I appreciate the call.
Well, good luck on the contest. I hope you win.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have a nice day.
Yes, you have a nice day too.
Bye!
Bye.
See ya!
See you later.
So hang up. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
All right. This isn't going well so far. Let's try Daniel.
We could not complete your call.
Come on.
Please try again.
That one has a really weird area code, 975. I've never heard of that. Apparently it's real, though. It's in Missouri, but that number doesn't work. So let's move on to the next one.
Hello?
Hello, Tim?
Yes?
It's Roy from the St. Martin Hotel Vacation Resort thing.
Right.
And you entered a contest to win the prize.
Okay.
And, well, you haven't won yet, but I don't know if you're going to or not, but I just needed to let you know that we're selling your phone number and your name to the Chinese government.
Selling it to the Chinese government? Why?
It's just a thing we do. It's to save money, just to kind of keep the cost low. So, yeah, we're going to be sending your... I don't know why. They require us to tell everyone now that we sell your name and your phone.
Can you pull me out of the contest, then?
Well, no, we're going to do it no matter what. But you may as well just be entered in the contest.
No, there was nothing on the form that I filled out that said you were selling the names.
Well, we don't have to tell that because it's in China, so, you know, the laws don't apply there.
But really?
It's just a thing we do. It's just to keep the cost down. Just sell
the
your
cost down on what?
Cost down on everything. Everything that we do. You know, every little bit helps.
What else do you do?
Well, you know, this and that. I'm not really at liberty to say. I'm required by law to tell you that we're selling your phone number to the Chinese government.
What's your number again? What company is this?
The St. Martin, the vacation resort.
Is it an actual resort in St. Martin?
Well, maybe. Maybe not. Why do you need to know?
I'm just curious as to why you're calling and why you have a bit of an attitude.
I don't have an attitude. I'm just trying to do my job.
I'm asking you if it's actually a resort, and you're like, well, maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
Well, that's because you're being all weird about it.
What's that?
You're just being all weird about it. I don't see what the problem is. It's just, I'm just letting you know. So you don't want to be in the contest anymore? Because you could win. There's not a lot of entries.
No, I'm not interested. I mean, I don't want my name sold to the Chinese government. I mean, when you know, that's just crazy.
It's not that crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy.
Well, don't you want to win the prize? Do you even know what the prize is?
No, I have no idea. I don't want to win any prize.
Well, wait, why did you enter if you don't even know what the prize is?
Because the prize... I know what I read. The prize was 4 nights, 3 days, 3 days, 4 nights or something.
Okay. Well, doesn't that sound like something you'd want to be entered in?
No. No, I've been to St. Martin before.
Why would you put your phone number in there then if you didn't want to win? That's really stupid of you.
What's your name?
My name's Roy.
Roy what?
You can't say that's not stupid of you to enter a contest that you don't even want to win.
What's your name again, please, Roy?
It's still Roy.
And what's your phone number?
Why? What do you need that for?
Because I'm shocked that somebody from the IGLTA would be this disrespectful.
I'm not being disrespectful. I'm just saying you're stupid for entering a contest you don't want to win.
What's your number, please?
I'll give you my cell phone number. They tell me I'm not allowed to give out the number here just because they don't want us to get raided again.
What's your number?
Yeah. 589-3157.
Okay, and Roy, you're not going to give a last name?
No, sure. It's Gerbel.
How do you spell that?
Why? What do you need this for, you fucking weirdo? I'm just doing my job. Chinese government, we sold it to them. It's done. We can't take it back. We're just required to tell you that it happened. You know?
Okay, and what's your affiliation with the IGLTA?
I don't have to tell you. I don't have to tell you shit, motherfucker. I've already done my job. I don't even know why I'm still talking to you. I should just be hanging up at this point.
Were you working the booth there?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, really. Why would I lie about that?
Okay. All right.
I'm going to sell your name and number to the Chinese government twice, just because of your attitude. I'm going to submit it twice.
Yeah, you might as well.
I will.
You can suck my cock when you're done.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Is that why you wanted my phone number?
I don't want your phone number.
Well, why'd you ask for my phone number then?
Because I'm going to report it.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
I dare you.
All right.
Well, I gave you the wrong phone number anyway. It's a fake phone number.
Did you?
All right, well, I'm really enjoying this, but I got to go.
Okay, Roy.
Bye! Well, at least he was more weirded out than Vincent.
Hello?
Hello, Ed?
No. Messi's calling.
This is Roy from St. Martin. Ed entered a contest with us.
Alrighty.
Is Ed not there, or?
He's at work right now. Can I take a message or a phone number so we can call you back?
Oh, well, I guess I'll just tell them to call him back, because they wanted to let him know that he won the contest.
Wow.
Do you have a work number for him, by chance?
Yeah, of course. You can call him at
310-72. Mm-hmm. All right. There's no extension or anything?
No.
Okay. We'll give that a try then.
All righty.
Thanks.
No problem. Thank you. Bye.
I should have told him it was just for one, though. Whoever that guy is, he doesn't get to go with Ed. It's just Ed. Tell him it's a singles event. One person only.
Hello?
Hello, Ed?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy from the St. Martin Hotel contest thing. I just needed to let you know that you won the contest.
Really?
Yeah, you get the free 4-night stay.
Oh, that's amazing. I've never won anything in my life.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
And just so you know, there is one small problem, though. It's only going to be for one person.
Uh-huh.
And the hotel's filled up for the time that you're going to it. So you're actually going to be staying...
When is that?
Oh, I don't know which one you signed up for, but the hotel's completely filled up, and you're going to be sleeping actually in a tent on the property. But you will have access to the continental breakfast and the pool. I mean, you get last dibs on the pool, but if there's nobody else in the pool.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah.
What's your name?
My name is Roy Gerbel. I'm with the St. Martin.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and as long as they say it's okay, you can come in the pool. There's not too many people.
Nice.
Yep. Also, we're only paying for half of it, so you'll have to pay for two of the nights in the tent.
Mm-hmm. what's your number?
My number is 310-6825.
Okay. Can I give you a call back in a while?
Sure, yeah. But also, I'm going to need your social security number. We're going to have to fill out some W-2s.
Yeah.
And
like a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, no, not really. It's just, it's got to be done, though. You know, you have to claim this on your taxes. It's tax season. Have you done your taxes yet?
Yeah. I got to get back to you.
How long ago did you do them?
I actually got to go.
Have you got the refund yet? What's your bank account number that you wired the refund to? He was so excited at first, I think. Maybe. I don't know. All right, last one is Frank. Oh, wait. Let's call Ed back. I mean, let's call the original person back that gave me Ed's work number.
Please leave a message for Ed or Nate at the beep.
Ah, Nate. Nate is his name. Mwahaha.
Please leave a message for Ed or Nate.
I bet you Nate will pick up if Ed's number is the number calling him. That'll trick him a good one.
Please leave a message for Ed or Nate at the beep. Thank you.
Okay, fine. I'll leave Ed and Nate alone. Let's try the last one. Frank.
Please do not leave a message if no one listens to it.
Okay. I guess I'm done with these numbers because the last one won't answer. Let's try and call that first guy back, though, and tell him he won. Remember the one that was just didn't give a shit?
Hello?
Hello, Vincent?
Yes.
It's Roy again. Guess what? You won. You won the trip.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Congratulations.
When will that... Thank you very much. When will it be?
Tomorrow. Tomorrow. You leave tomorrow.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yep. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m.
Wow. Yep. Thank you very much.
Oh, no problem. Yeah, you just need to show up at the airport. Here's the thing. A black van is going to be picking you up from the airport, and we'll be driving you to a private airport.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah. So just 6 a.m., we need you to be there, and just don't ask any questions on the trip. The trip might feel like it takes a really long time, but, you know, just go with it. It's not a kidnapping, okay? It's not a kidnapping. I need to make that...
All right.
I'm required by law to make that clear. We're not kidnapping you.
Okay. Thank you, Roy.
Okay. All right. So you're going to be there at 6 in the morning, right?
Yeah.
Woohoo! I can't wait. Oh, I got to get the other line.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Bye, Vincent. Hello? That was weird. My cell phone was ringing, and it was a phone number that says Barbados. I think one of them are pranking me back or something somehow. And then nobody answered when I said hello. Getting prank calls now. I'm looking on 800notes.com, and a lot of people are getting calls from this number where they just hang up. Weird. Okay. Well, I guess these numbers are done. Thank you very much, Gary, for sending these to me.
Hello.
Hello, Patricia?
Who's calling?
It's Roy from Joanne Fabric and Craft Stores.
Hi, Roy.
Hey, I see you signed up for this class here for the quilting level 2.
For which day?
Well, it's for next month. You were here on the April 6th. I was just wondering if you're coming for the May class?
I'm doing both May and June.
Okay, great. Yeah, they wanted me to know, Sandra, she wanted me to let you know you have to bring a few extra items for the next class.
Oh, yeah, I'll see her tonight because I have this class also.
Okay, well, I'm supposed to tell you the items. Do you want to hear the items?
Oh, are you? Okay, yeah. Hold on one second. You know, the other thing is when I registered, I registered for 2 classes for myself and 3 classes for my daughter. Hers is Katrina. And I forgot to tell them that we need machines.
Oh, okay. Well, it won't be a problem. There'll be plenty of those.
Okay, so I'm supposed to bring stuff for tonight's class or for the May class?
Oh, for tonight's class.
Oh, for tonight's class. Yep. Okay.
You need to bring, do you have any small animal skeletons?
small animal skeleton.
Yeah, like if maybe if there's roadkill around your house or...
no.
Okay. Yeah, they were hoping, we're hoping to get as many people to bring animal skeletons as we can, just in case there's not
really?
Enough. Yeah, in case
who
there's not
this?
Enough to go around.
Is this really Joanne?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm calling on behalf of Sandra.
But why would you want the skeletons for?
I don't know what she's doing. She gave me this list, and I'm supposed to let you know. Toenails. She wants you to bring toenails.
Okay, I don't have them either. Okay.
You don't have toenails?
Not to cut right now, no.
All right. Like any family members, can you cut their toenails and bring them with you?
No, this sounds like a joke to me.
No, it's not a joke. She said this is very important. We might not have enough to go around. Spider eggs. Do you have any spider eggs?
No, I don't.
Fuck.
I don't touch spider eggs.
Well, yeah, but it's just the eggs. It's not the spiders. It's just the eggs.
Okay, and what else did she
maybe
have on
could
the
you
list?
Look under some furniture? Maybe do you have a basement?
No.
Shit.
What else is Sandra looking for?
Fucking shit. Rat hair.
Really? Who is calling?
This is Roy from Joanne. I'm the manager here.
Well, it's really funny because you just said a bad word, and a person from a store wouldn't say that.
Oh, you don't know that. We're human beings just like everyone else. We can...
Okay, I want to know who set you up for this.
We can make mistakes and say curse words.
Do you work for Whole Foods?
And you know what else? Guess what? It's 2015.
You work for Whole Foods, don't you?
We're not little kids anymore. We can curse.
You work for Whole Foods, don't you?
No, I work in the... I'm the manager here at Joanne Fabric. You can ask anyone.
I don't think so. You're not the manager. I know the manager.
I'm the assistant manager.
You don't sound like manager...
material?
You don't sound like manager...
Material. Is
material.
That the word you're looking for?
That's, here you go. See, you're okay. Smart there.
Yeah, see? I can be a manager. I know the words.
Roy, what's your real name, Roy?
It really is. It's Roy Gerbel. We need you to bring knives. Do you have any of those, you know, you have like a cutting board and the big knives?
Oh, I have a lot of those.
Yeah, bring as many of those as possible.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Lots of knives.
Because you're going to cut the spider eggs open, right?
I would imagine, but I don't know for sure.
I guess so. Okay. I should have known it was a joke because usually she doesn't go by Sandra. She goes by Sandy.
She's not supposed to be going by Sandy, so she's in trouble for that.
You were from Whole Foods.
We keep talking to her about that, and she won't listen, so I'm going to write her up right now.
Okay, well, you're in trouble, too, when I find out your real name.
That's my real name. But whatever, Patricia,
Roy.
Why don't you just suck a dick, okay?
Oh, really?
That's right. You heard me.
Wow.
I said it.
You did.
Yep.
Okay, what's your phone number?
I learned it from those last calls I did for the resort.
Oh, when I call back, I'll find out your phone number right now when I do a call back.
When you call back the phone number and the caller ID, you'll find out my
right.
phone number. Okay, it makes perfect sense. Good luck with that, you stupid hoe.
I'll get it.
Have fun at your class. Have fun at your class tonight.
Okay, bye-bye.
If we let you in the store after this, after all this.
Yeah, after I bring all this shit. Yeah. Bye.
If you don't bring the small animal skeletons, you're not coming in.
Okay, I'll make sure I don't go tonight.
Okay, good idea. Finally, one of those people has a sense of humor. I just thought I'd try those last two numbers from Joanne Fabric before I ended the show. That lady answered... and the other one didn't, so I guess I'll save that for the next show. But I'm ending the show now. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Your homework assignment for tonight is to check underneath all of your furniture and around in the basement for spider eggs, and cut them open with big cutting board knives, and take video and send it to me on Facebook or Twitter. If you'd like to support the Snowplow Show and the PLA and everything else that I spend way too much time on, you can do that by going to patreon.com/phonelosers. Or phonelosers.com/cactus, and you can get the high quality feeds and the secret shows and all that crap. It is now 4 p.m. Pacific time, and you know what that means? Grand Theft Auto just came out, so I really need to hurry up and end the show right now. I'm going to put a link in the show notes, though, for the PLA crew on Grand Theft Auto 5, which is now out for the PC. So I will see you all on there. I have a long evening ahead of me of not doing my taxes and playing Grand Theft Auto. So woohoo! Bye, everyone!
Oh, well, I grew up on my planet forming space worms. where space worms can always be found. But here on Earth, as far as I can discern, there just ain't no space worms around. What can I do? I'm a simple farming man, light years away from my home. It's mighty hard to farm this planet's land where space worms refuse to grow. Oh well, I grew up on my planet farming space worms, where space worms can always be found. But here on Earth, as far as I can discern, there just ain't no space worms around. Had to sell my 14-legged mule. Without no space worms, I can't put up a fight. This planet can be so cruel. Well, I grew up on my planet forming space worms, where space worms can always be found. But here on Earth, as far as I can discern, there just ain't no space worms around. It's been stronger, but I refuse to stop. Farming worms is what I was born to do. If you can find me a real good space worm crop, honey, I'll be good to you. Oh, well, I grew up on my planet farming space worms, where space worms can always be found. But here on Earth, as far as I can discern, there just ain't no space worms around. There just ain't no space worms around.
Quit calling me a hobo.